George Woodbury of Woodbury Enterprise has been associated with the timber industry in Alaska since the 1960s. He remembers when the old Wrangell Mill was a fixture in the community.
The mill here was running, but it was downtown. It was before the construction of the 5 Mile Mill, or 6 Mile Mill. And that mill was constructed late 70s, early 80s. The mill that is being taken down now.
The Alaska Pulp Corporation bought the mill in the early 1970s when the facilities were downtown. The company later moved its operations to 6 miles of Movia Highway. Components from the downtown facilities were used to build the mill. The mill ran steadily and provided 200 jobs to the community until it lost its long-term contract with the federal government. Woodbury says that triggered its closure. He says Dick Buehler and Silver Bay Logging eventually bought the mill in the early 1990s.
When Dick took over, his log supply made it possible to run about half of what the production that APC was able to put through it, because they had, of course, the long-term contract and a steady supply of economic wood.
The production didn't last long. Due to the limited timber supply in the Tongass National Forest, Buehler slowly began phasing out the mill. Attempts to sell the property while it was still operational were unsuccessful. The mill officially closed in December 1994. Over the years, there were talks of selling the property and reopening it. The most recent was in late 2008, when there was a proposal to turn the site into a pellet mill. That, along with other proposals, fell through. Without a timber supply and buyers, Buehler decided to scrap the mill altogether. The demolition of the site began earlier this year. The last shipment of metal and parts to Seattle is scheduled for next spring. Despite the recent events, Woodbury says the site can still be serviceable.
It's a first-class site, deep water. You can bring ships. We loaded ships there, and ocean-going vessels, and ship barges, lumber barges. Brought logs out of the water. It's a fine facility for timber, and obviously that would be the hope that would be something that we could restart there, because it's one of the only ways in Southeast Alaska is to provide year-round jobs.
Woodbury says the U.S. Forest Service is working on a 10-year timber sale for Wrangell Island. He says there's no reason why the timber industry can't return to Wrangell.
And it's all of political will at this point in changing the attitude towards timber harvest and taking a portion of the Tongass and put it into a timber production category. Mm-hmm. So people can count on economic timber and bring back the economics that the timber industry provided back in the starting in the 50s up through the 80s.
Woodbury says the proposed timber sale would cover most of Wrangell Island in patches. Areas include McCormick Creek, Earl West, Fool's Inlet, Pat's Creek, and behind the mill site. He says Buehler plans to sell the property next spring once the cleanup is done. If a buyer is interested in making the site a timber operation, a timber package must be associated with the property. If the proposed timber sale becomes available, Woodbury believes Buehler won't have any trouble finding a buyer. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.